I was in my room doing my school homework, and boy, was it hard. I was totally confused. It was sex education, and I didn't know much about sex ed. I don't have a mommy, so my daddy has told me some things, but I still need to learn lots more. Anyway, I was having a problem when my dad knocked on my bedroom door and asked me if everything was okay and did I need any help. I told him I was confused. I was trying to learn about female genitals, but I don't get the words they use in the book. I told Daddy that they use words like, labia, clitoris, vaginal opening, vulva, labia majora, and labia minora. I get those words all mixed up, Daddy. The kids at school call it a cunt and some other funny words. No one uses the book words, and I don't understand, Daddy. Daddy asked if I ever touched myself between my legs and did I feel there were different parts. I felt embarrassed, but I said I did touch myself sometimes, but I didn't know the names of the parts. Daddy said that the whole area has many parts, but lots of people just call it a cunt or a snatch or a twat. Or even a fuckhole. Wow, I said, you sure talk dirty, Daddy. He said, so do you, if you know there are dirty words, but between us it's okay to say them. Then Daddy said, do you want me to help you with your school homework, little girl, and understand what's between your legs? I quickly said yes, and Daddy told me to take off my panties and lay on the bed. Of course, I always do what my daddy wants. I was a bit embarrassed, but here I was, no panties and my legs wide open. Daddy got a mirror for me to hold up so I could see myself. Then Daddy touched my labia and he said, you have inner and outer lips and sometimes they are called cunt lips, but the other name is just your labia majora and labia minora. But Daddy said most people just call them cunt flaps or cunt lips or whatever you prefer. He then parted my cunt lips, and in the mirror I could see inside, and it was all pink and wet. Daddy said that's the birth canal or vagina. That's where a penis or other things go, but more about other things later. Daddy then parted my lips at the top of my slit, and I saw a tiny bump, and Daddy said that was my clitoris. Or simply my clit. That's where I get most of my fun from. Then Daddy asked me, do you have any questions, little girl? Well, I had lots, so I asked, how do I get fun from my clit, Daddy? And Daddy said it's hard to explain, but he could show me, but I must never tell anyone. Of course I agreed. It would be our secret. So Daddy spit on his finger to lube it up, and he said, I'm going to start to rub your clit in tiny circles. And he did. Wow. Fucking wow. It felt great. I didn't know whether to laugh or cry. Daddy, that feels wonderful. And then he leaned down and he kissed it. And he was licking it. And not just my clit either. He was putting his tongue in my cunt. Daddy told me that when he licked and put his fingers into me, I had to lift my snatch up to meet his mouth, and he said that was called fucking his face. I felt all funny, strange, wonderful, and I thought I was going to piss, but I didn't. I had never felt better in my whole life, and Daddy said it was called coming. I had just come. I love coming. I want more of that. And I said to Daddy, can we do that again, Daddy? Please? Daddy told me to strip naked, and we could help each other out. I wasn't quite sure how I could help Daddy, but I would try. Daddy told me he loved my tiny body. You see, I'm not very big for my age, and I don't have big tits yet, but I know I will when I'm older. Just like Daddy said, I'll also get hair on my cunt. I want to do what Daddy said, and I wanted to come again. So Daddy had me lay down, legs splayed wide, and he laid between them with his face right near my cunt. Then he started to lick my slit. Fuck! This was even better. He said it's called tongue fucking. This was the best homework night ever. Daddy had two big fingers fucking into my gash, and his mouth was on my clit. I was coming and coming. And after I'd come a couple of times, Daddy asked me,
"Do you want to learn about cocks and how a cunt takes a prick?"
"Of course," I said. "Yes." That's when I saw Daddy's cock, and fuck was it big. I knew that it would never fit into my cunt. Daddy said,
"It's okay, baby. Trust me. Things will be okay."
And that's when he had me put my hands on his cock and stroke it while I caressed his balls. His prick looked massive in my tiny hands, but it felt good. Daddy was moaning and saying what a good girl I was, and I felt proud. Then Daddy told me to suck his prick. I tried to suck it. But my mouth was too small, and I could get only just a little bit in, maybe about half in. But I knew if I kept trying, that soon I'd be able to fit it all in. Daddy was moving his hips and his cock was making me gag. But Daddy told me I was his good little cocksucker, so I kept sucking his cock.
That little girl keeps weird. Keep fucking on Daddy's cock.
Suddenly he grabbed my head and rammed his cock really deep and he said, "Suck hard. I'm fucking coming in your fucking mouth." I felt a lot of juice flood my mouth and Daddy was saying, "Swallow it, you fucking little cocksucker." And so I did. Oh. Oh. We both lay there for a few minutes, and Daddy was teaching me a lot of dirty words that I needed to learn. I thought calling someone a name was bad, but Daddy told me I was his little cock-sucking, cum-drinking slut. Daddy said saying dirty things between us was okay, but I was not allowed to say the words we used to anyone else. Daddy said only daddies and their princesses were allowed to say the fuck words. I liked that. I liked it when Daddy called me his little princess. He also said that I needed to learn how to fuck, that I would become a great cocksucker with lots more practice, but I also needed to know how to take a daddy dick like a big girl. "Okay, Daddy, I'll try, but your prick does look very big." Daddy got some lube and rubbed lots of it onto the outside of my cunt and also inside, and he covered his prick with lube as well. I was on my back, and Daddy was between my legs, and he was rubbing his cock up and down my gash. Daddy said my cunt was wet, and there was lots of lube, so he said, "It's time I made you a woman." And he parted my cunt flaps, and he slid the head of his prick in. It felt okay, but when he pushed more prick into my cunt, it started to hurt. Daddy said, "Hang on, baby. There's only one way to do this, and that's fucking fast." Then he put his hand over my mouth and drove that big daddy dick deep in my fuck hole. I got fucking crazy and hurt. I got my twilight got his butt in two. Daddy's hand stopped and screamed. Daddy said,
"Wait a few minutes and it'll feel okay."
It hurts, Daddy. Ow. But Daddy was was right. And after a while, the pain eased. And when he started to make small thrusts into my cunt, it started to feel okay. Not great, but at least most of the pain was gone. And Daddy said,
"Now you're a woman. I'm proud of you, princess. Now every night we have to practice you learning to suck a cock better and to like getting your cunt fucked."
"I will, Daddy. I want to be a good slut for you. I want to be a good cock slut for you, Daddy. I want to make you proud of me."
Then Daddy started moving his cock harder and deeper into my tiny, tight cunt. And pretty soon it started to feel really good. And I loved it. And I said, "Daddy, Daddy, I'm going to come again."
Daddy also said he was also going to come in my cunt. And that from now on, I was his cum dump cunt. That made me happy. And Daddy was now fucking my tiny cunt so hard, I could feel his nutsack slapping and banging against my taint. I remembered the dirty words Daddy taught me, so I started saying, "Fuck me, Daddy. Please, Daddy. Oh, Daddy, I love your big prick so much. It's stretching my fuck holes so big. Oh, God. Oh, Daddy, your cock is so big, and it's stretching me out so much, Daddy. Come inside me, Daddy. Please. No, Daddy. Your big daddy dick is making my cunt come, Daddy. Daddy, Daddy, Daddy."
Daddy said, "Milk my prick, you fucking little slut. I'm going to turn you into a fucking whore and make you love having your cunt fucked."
"Daddy, I already love fucking. I love everything. You've shown me. And I'll do anything you want, Daddy. Please, Daddy, please come inside me."
I felt my cunt coming, and at the same time, I felt Daddy's prick shoot its load into my fuckhole and the cum run down over my taint to my asshole. Daddy said, "I now own your cunt." And I agreed. My fuckhole was now his. But I also know how much I love fucking. So if Daddy ever stops fucking my snatch, I know there will be lots of men who will want to fuck my sweet little cunt.